It is time for another edition of the JMRA podcast. It is Monday, October the 5th. Early Monday morning, October 5th, as we recap another Sunday of NFL action. This is what we do on Sundays / Mondays after the Sunday slate. 10-minute recap on the Sunday action. We'll try to get through all of the action as quickly as possible so you can get on with your day. I am your host, Joe Montana's Right Arm. You can check us out on the blog at joemontanasrightarm.com. Also on Twitter, at joemsrightarm. A lot of stuff to cover here over the next few moments, and let's start it off with the game of the week. This was a tough one because I was writing the notes for the show, and I had my game of the week all planned out, and then the crazy ending of the Saints-Cowboys game happened. So I was thinking about giving that game of the week status, but instead we'll keep it to what it was and what it is, and that is Denver defeating Minnesota 23-20. Fun game between two teams that are at far different points of their franchise building, if you will, on the field. The Vikings are a team that's on the rise, a lot of youth in spots, obviously veteran running back and Adrian Peterson. You have a team that's really trying to figure out how to win together as a group. Meanwhile, you have the Denver Broncos, who this is it for them. This is right now. This is a now team. Peyton Manning in the offense, still scuffling, still trying to figure this out. And in this game, Denver led 20-10 at one point. Minnesota comes back with a long touchdown run by Adrian Peterson from 48 yards out. They make it 20-17. They pick off Peyton Manning. That ends up becoming a field goal to tie it at 20-all. And then the Broncos go back down the field and push it ahead 23-20. Vikings have a chance to return late down the field for a game-tying score. And Teddy Bridgewater fumbles it away. The Denver defense was just too overwhelming at times for that Minnesota team, just too fast for the Vikings at times. And you got to give credit to Denver. They got it when they needed to get it. Ronnie Hillman, 72-yard touchdown run earlier in the game. Manning, again, another unspectacular day from him. 213 yards, a touchdown, and two interceptions. I don't know how much better this is going to get from him. I really don't. Like, it just seems to me that this is what the Gary Kubiak offense is. And the way Manning is, he's not a guy that gets better, at least at this part of his career. He doesn't get better as the year goes on. We've seen that during his time at Denver. Things get harder as you go further and further into the year. So whatever he's going to be come late November, early December, and on into January, that is going to give you a great indication on whether or not the Broncos will have that extra oomph to get to the Super Bowl. I'm not sure that they'll have it, but the defense right now is certainly playing at a championship level D. So the Broncos improve. They are 4-0 now. The Vikings drop back to 2-2. And now we go on to the Saints and Cowboys. Great Sunday night finish between the Saints and the Cowboys. Kicking this week, it was awful. So the Saints in this game go up 20-13 late. Looks like they're going to be able to hold off the Cowboys. The Cowboys, behind Brandon Weeden and the remnants of the Dallas offense, they lose Lance Dunbar, the multi-purpose threat running and catching the football. It looks like he's going to be out for quite some time, suffering a serious knee injury. So the Cowboys have to drive without him, and they're able to push the ball down the field, and it ends up with Terrence Williams making a diving stab in the end zone to tie the game up at 20 after an extra point. Then the Saints go back down the field, and it looks like they're going to win the game in regulation. Field goal is missed, hit off the left upright on a short field goal. It's shorter than an extra point. It's a 30-yard field goal try. Doinks off the left upright, misses. The Saints get the ball back in overtime, and then Drew Brees to C.J. Spiller for Brees' 400th touchdown pass. 80 yards to win it for the Saints. Brees, after the injury, the sore rotator cuff, not his best, but good enough. So the Saints get off the schneid and grab a win. The Cowboys drop to 2-2. Going to be very tough for Dallas next week. They are playing the Patriots and Dallas. Good luck, fellas. You're going to need it. The action today all started in London at about 9:30 Eastern time with the Jets beating the Dolphins 27-14. If Joe Philbin is not fired this week, the Dolphins have a bye this week, something else drastic needs to happen. The Dolphins just look awful. Chris Ivory ripped up the Dolphins' defense. Remember, that's with the $100 million man Ndamukong Suh roaming the front line for the Dolphins. 166 yards and a score on the ground for Chris Ivory. Brandon Marshall, 128 yards receiving through the air. Ryan Tannehill, garbage again. 19 of 44, 198 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Well, you can't get rid of Ndamukong Suh, obviously. So Joe Philbin, the head coach, he has to go. That's all there is to it. Atlanta 48, Houston 21. Devontae Freeman, three more touchdowns. Leading the NFL in touchdowns right now. The Atlanta offense, I mean, remember a few years ago when they got to the NFC title game and lost to the 49ers? This team looks pretty good. They're at 4-0 after the win today. A 27-point thumping of Houston, who looks absolutely listless. Houston is a classic case of a team that when you don't have a quarterback, man, that can override your team. If your quarterback stinks, as is the case with both Ryan Mallett and Brian Hoyer, you just have no chance in this league, and that's what Houston is facing right now. Meanwhile, for the Falcons, look very strong on offense, multifaceted, not just dependent upon Matt Ryan and Julio Jones in that passing attack. Devontae Freeman looking great right now on the ground. For the Falcons, the Giants 24, Buffalo 10. The Giants go into Orchard Park and grab the win. The Bills get called for 17 penalties. 17 penalties. Rex Ryan, what are you doing? Get a hold of these guys. 17 penalties. Meanwhile, Eli Manning, 212 yards, three touchdowns. Tyrod Taylor, unspectacular day, 274 yards through the air, a touchdown and an interception. My favorite stats from the day in this game, though. The Giants on third down conversions, 3 of 15. The Bills on third down conversions, 3 of 16. Those two teams combining to go a grand total of 6 for 31 on third down conversions. Oh my God. Terrible. Chicago 22, Oakland 20. This was the first time in 17 games Oakland was actually favored on the road, no less, and they blow it late. Jay Cutler coming back after the injury to his hamstring. Couple of touchdowns. The Bears look much better defensively, and they hold the young upstart Raiders offense in check to grab their first win of the season. And now I believe the Raiders have Denver next week, so a tough draw for the Raiders. Cincinnati 36, Kansas City 21. Here's all you need to know about this game for the Chiefs, okay? Andy Dalton goes over 300 yards, throws a touchdown. Jeremy Hill, three TDs, but that's not the big story. Cairo Santos of the Chiefs. You think Kansas City got to 21 by scoring three touchdowns? No. Cairo Santos, the place kicker of the Chiefs, kicked seven field goals, which I believe ties the NFL record for most field goals in a game. Bengals might be the second-best team in the AFC. That remains to be seen. We'll get to it later on in the week. Indy, 16. Jacksonville, 13. Another overtime game. No Andrew Luck this week for the Colts, and boy, did they need him. And they got, you'd have to say, a pretty big pardon here from the Jaguars. Jason Myers missed two field goals that could have won the game for the Jaguars, one at the end of regulation, and then one in overtime. And in fact, the one in regulation, it was a 53-yarder. The Colts called a timeout as he missed the kick the first time around. They had him re-kick it. He missed it again and then missed another kick in overtime. Matt Hasselbeck finally grabbing some order of the game as Adam Vinatieri boots the Jaguars back onto a plane to go to Jacksonville without a W. 16-13 win for the Colts. Still looking dreadful. 2-2, maybe the worst 2-2 team in the league. Carolina 27, Tampa Bay 13. Famous Jameis throws four interceptions. Cam Newton, 124 yards, two touchdowns. By the book game for the Panthers. Didn't have to do too much because of the turnovers created by the Carolina defense. And in the game that I certainly paid a lot of attention to today, Washington 23, Philadelphia 20, the Eagles now 1-3. And I got to tell you, I know the Eagles are still hovering in the NFC East race, and a lot of the local media outlets are telling you, oh, the Eagles are still in this. I said it before, I'll say it again. I don't care. This team is not good. And they look like, essentially, a collection of guys who are forming a flag football team who just got together on the weekends to play. And they're kind of trying to figure out how to play with each other. That's what this looks like. A bunch of independent contractors not playing like a team. Kirk Cousins goes 90 yards for a score late in the fourth quarter. Touchdown pass to Pierre Garçon. Now the Redskins are at 2-2. The Eagles are at 1-3. Eagles have lost two straight games to the Redskins now. Can't figure out how to win. On the road in the NFC East, you're going to have some trouble. And now, to make matters worse, DeMarco Murray is upset he's not getting the football enough. He had 8 carries today for 36 yards, including a 30-yard run. So you do the math. I believe that's 7 carries, 8 yards or something like that. Crazy. Elsewhere, San Diego 30, Cleveland 27. No Johnny Manziel. Again, what's the point if you're Cleveland? I mean, it looks nice that Josh McCown threw for 356 yards and a couple touchdowns. Rivers, by the way, right around the same numbers, 358 and 3 TDs. But it's not helping the team if Johnny Manziel is a playing quarterback. You're not finding out what you can do in the future. The Cardinals shocked at home by the Rams, 24-22. The big news in this game, Todd Gurley, the first-round pick by the Rams. Great, great game for Gurley, 146 yards, doing much of the damage on the ground in the second half rather than the first where he struggled. Nick Foles threw 3 touchdown passes, 2 to Tavon Austin. The Cards turn over the ball 3 times. The Rams now 2-2 on the year. Cards dropped to 3-1. Man, this is a tough loss for Arizona. You look at the Rams. Rams are weird, man. The Rams 2 wins this year against Seattle and also now Arizona. Go figure. And in the final game, Green Bay 17, San Francisco 3. A ho-hum, boring effort altogether. Aaron Rodgers, 224 yards and a touchdown. Eddie Lacy, 90 yards on the ground. Colin Kaepernick was terrible, 160 yards. Best part of the game, Clay Matthews the third telling Colin Kaepernick, you are no Russell Wilson, my friend. And that's the truth. He is no Russell Wilson. The Packers improve to 4-0. That will do it for the JMRA podcast as we run down the Sunday action with you in the National Football League. You can check us out at joemontanasrightarm.com on the blog and on Twitter at joemsrightarm. So, until Thursday, we will talk to you then. We'll preview Week 5, Cowboys-Patriots coming up. Super excited about that game because it's Jerry World and the Patriots in Jerry World. It's going to be a great time. So we have a lot to discuss moving forward. Until then, happy football, everybody.